Have you ever gone way down a rabbit hole on a very specific topic and now have a uselessly thorough knowledge of something you rarely ever get to share? Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker, and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. For me, that impractical topic is French New Wave film, which I researched in depth for my master's thesis. Specifically, how, when, and why the fourth wall is broken in French New Wave film. In case you've never heard the phrase, breaking the fourth wall is when the characters in a movie, TV show, or stage play talk directly to the audience watching. Film and television viewing has largely been a one-way, passive activity that the public has come to revolve their lives and living rooms around. But sometimes the wall between the scripted world and ours is breached, and we share a reality. That reality had a moment during the French New Wave of the late 1950s and 60s. Whether you're familiar with French New Wave film or not, you've likely seen other films break the fourth wall. If so, you now know who to thank. So many amazing films came out of that period, and lucky for you, a lot of them are now available to stream on various platforms. I recently checked out the offerings on Canopy.com, that's Canopy with a K, and discovered one of my all-time favorites is now available through the Omaha Public Library membership. If you're not in Omaha, I encourage you to check your local library membership as well. Breathless by Jean-Luc Godard stars Jean-Paul Belmondo as the wandering criminal named Michel and Jean Seberg as his American girlfriend Patricia. Both Michel and Patricia break the fourth wall at differing times during the film. Breathless was Godard's first full-length feature and for the most part was shot silently on set and later dubbed, with improvised scripting and dialogue and a minimal on-set crew consisting mainly of cinematographer Raoul Cotard. Cotard said of Godard's directorial style, "Little by little, we discovered a need to escape from convention and even run counter to the rules." Though much of the film was decided on the spot and off the page, it certainly didn't lack in its intentionality. Every camera shot, every word, and yes, every lingering glance at the camera was called for by Godard and included in the final cut for a reason. We, the audience, are left to wonder what that reason is exactly. For me, I like to watch Godard's films and other films in the genre like a journalist or an essayist, and the breaking of the fourth wall draws me closer to the characters who have something they want to tell me, something they want to make sure I know. Canopy.com also offers other films by Godard, as well as other shorts and features in the French New Wave canon, such as Agnès Varda's Cleo from 5 to 7, and Françoise Truffaut's Jewels and Jim. Maybe you'll find yourself hooked on a new genre of film and go down your own rabbit hole of discovery. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.